You can put it back in.
That's what I'm doing here.
He's able to figure it out.
This conference will now be recorded.
Right.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to tonight's December 13th, 2021, regular city council meeting. You'd all please rise for a short private invocation, asking for God's blessing upon this city and wisdom for city council as we make our decisions tonight. And now, if you'll please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 4D on our agenda is roll call. For the record, all council members are present, except for Maria Casada, and she is going to be calling in. I don't really know when, so she must be tied up with something. So with that, can we excuse her for now? And as she is able to attend the meeting, she'll call in. So right now, though, she's not present.
I'll make the motion to excuse Maria.
She's on.
Oh, she's on?
Maria, you're on?
Start talking
about
her, she
might fire
back. She's on.
Okay, she's on mute. I'll look. Okay, let's wait just a moment.
I can't get this feed to go masking.
Do you have it locked?
Mm-hmm.
It used to be on the switch on the side, but you locked it.
Okay, can you hear me now, Thomas?
Yes, we can hear you, Maria. Okay, so all members are present.
Okay.
And I'd now like to move to item 4E, which is our citizen input. Is there any citizens tonight who would like to address the city council? All right, seeing none, I'd move to item 2, the approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Can we move to our consent agenda?
Make that motion.
Motion made.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. I'd like to move to our current business of tonight. And before the council, there's a sewer lining project change order and update. And our city engineer, Sean O'Brien, I'd like to provide some details. Sean?
Sure. Mayor, Council, what we brought before you is a change order, and this is adding a little bit to the scope of the original project, so we thought we'd just bring it by you and get your approval to on record. But at least one of the lines that we're going to be lining has a whole bunch of infiltration that's coming into the pipe, and the contractor is required to protect the liner because the resin could get washed away with this much infiltration. But the typical way they would protect the liner is to just put a pre-liner in. It doesn't do as good of a complete project. So we've talked with them about having them go in and actually grout seal the joints, do a better job, completely seal the water off before they put the liner in. And in exchange for that, they would cover that additional cost, but we would give them some additional working days to complete the work. And then that contractor that does the chemical grouting, it's a subcontractor they'll have, also does chemical grouting of manholes, which we have identified 10 manholes in our city that have infiltration coming into them. And there's also several services on these lines that we're going to be sealing that have water coming in. So we got prices from them since they were already going to be here in town. They will have to bring some additional equipment and materials and crew members to do these other types of sewer lining or other types of component lining with the manholes and side services. But we got numbers from them, and it's going to add about $22,000 to the project, but we'll get 10 manholes sealed and 6 side services. In the big picture, we're actually running under budget from what was awarded to the contractor, because we have quite a few lines that the sizing on our records, our drawings, wasn't correct. And so instead of some 18-inch pipe and some 15-inch pipe, those lines are actually 12-inch. So we had a cost savings there of a little over $30,000. So in case if you have any questions, I can answer them.
City Council?
Did you say you were going to switch the line or exchange the lining for additional days to the contractor? Or we're going to, the way the staff recommendation reads, we're going to pay them $22,000 as well as the board 20 days. Which one's correct?
The additional dollars are for sealing the manholes and sealing the services.
Outside scope.
Outside, so it's additional scope. The days are in exchange for the extra cost of them doing a better job of sealing off the infiltration or protecting the liner. So they, this spec requires them to protect the liner and the resin from getting washed away. What they would do typically is just put essentially a Visqueen, a plastic bag in there that would keep the resin, put it in first, and then they would insert the liner inside that bag, which would keep the water separated from the resin. But that doesn't give you as good of a bond up against the hose pipe, and it would seal off the water, but if someone taps into the line in the future, we could end up water always finds a way, could find a way to get into our line. So they're going to go, it's about $8,500 to go in and seal off the joints, and they will seal off all the joints in this this section of the main section of line has 31 joints that are leaking, and they're saying they would probably go through and just make sure every joint, even if it doesn't show any leakage, they would attempt to chemically grout those
so
joints also.
That additional work for the 20 additional days.
That's the exchange, yes.
Roger.
Okay. Council, are you clear on what we're asking?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, staff's recommending approval of this change order.
I make a motion to approve the requested change order for $22,431.50 and an additional 20 days for EEC Inc.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
And then on a side note, I gave you guys, each council member, a breakdown of kind of a summary of the projects that are currently going on in with the engineering department. If you have any questions, I can talk to you after the meeting or answer them here if you have any more, need any more specifics.
Okay, so next I'd like to get into the budget. And we've got item B, which is the ordinance to adopt the capital facilities plan. C, the ordinance to adopt the ad valorem property tax. D, the ordinance to amend the 2021 budget, and item E is the public hearing on our 2022 budget. So let's start out with item 4B, which is the ordinance to adopt the 2022 to 2027 capital facilities plan. And we have our finance officer, Spencer Williams, ready to go.
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor. These five items here tonight for your consideration are all the final processes in establishing our budget for the new year. The first one is the capital facility plan, and just as a reminder, these are all items that we've discussed at length in committee, and we've discussed here in the council chambers. We've had a series of public hearings. We have another public hearing tonight. The first one here is the capital facility plan that looks out at the next 6 years. It's used as a planning document to help us in creating today's budget with tomorrow in mind. With that, the recommendation is that we move to adopt the 22-27 capital facility plan ordinance.
Council, any questions or discussion? We've gone over this a couple of times. I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
I'll make the motion to adopt the capital facilities plan.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to item 4C, which is to the ordinance to adopt the ad valorem property tax. Spencer?
Yeah, this is another one of those items that we have to do every year. This is an item that allows us to go to the county and request all of our property taxes for the year. This is an item this allows us to collect the full amount of property taxes that we're allowed to collect. It doesn't raise property taxes to the public. If you have any questions, I can take those, or if you want to move forward, we can move to approve the ad valorem property tax ordinance for fiscal year 2022.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor adopting the ordinance for the ad valorem property tax, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to item 4D, which is the ordinance to amend the 2021 budget.
So this item here is to amend the 2021 budget, like the mayor just said. I made a list of each one of the funds and the change that we're making in each fund, if there was a change to be made in the fund. All of these items are items that we've discussed either in committee or in council or both, so there shouldn't be any surprises. If you have any questions, I can take those, or if you want to move forward, we can move to adopt the ordinance amending the 2021 budget.
Any questions, council? I'd entertain a motion to adopt.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Now I'd like to move to item 4E, which is a public hearing on our 2022 city budget. I'd like to open that public hearing at 6:44 p.m. And Spencer, you have a presentation for the city council tonight?
Yeah, this is a short item. We're right towards the very end of passing the budget for 2022, and each year we have a series of public hearings that we hold to allow public to view and have public comment on the budget, to have their input heard. So this item here tonight is really for members of the public. If they have any questions or concerns, they can voice those to council, or if council, if you have concerns, we can talk about those items too. That'll turn the time back over to you, Mayor.
Thank you. Council, do you have any questions for Spencer? Okay, we've gone over this budget a number of times. First in committee, we started back in July with department heads, and then we had committee meetings, and subsequently our open budget, what do you call it, Spencer?
Just We started with the department heads. We, in developing their budgets, we went to the council budget committee meetings. We went through the budget piece at a time. Then we started bringing everything together in the open public meeting. And we've had a lot of back and forth. We've made changes, taken some things out, added other things. And
that got us to tonight.
That got us to tonight. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Spencer. At this time, I'd like to open for public testimony. Is there any public testimony with regard to the city's budget tonight for 2022? All right, hearing none, I'll close the public testimony. And council, do you have any further questions of Spencer? Okay, then I'll close the public hearing at 6:46 p.m. And, you know, just as a review, the police budget has no new staff in it, but we are purchasing 3 new police cars and 3 drones for the services of the police department. In this budget is in the IT department, there's a provision for a new position as a specialist in the IT department. There's also building upgrades, $50,000 for the park and rec building, $1 million that we received in grant money for a playground, which we've now selected a consultant, another $460,000 for the basketball dream courts, which we received a grant to pay for. Our water projects, well 9, we're going to finish the, we pulled the pump and we lowered the bowls on the well number 9. We're going to finish phase 2 of our ASR project. Our street projects, we have a crack seal and safe routes to school project that are coming up in our budget, Nick, in this budget that you're looking to adopt. There's going to be a new public works services truck, and the city council purchased a fire truck that we'll finish paying off next year. And even with all these new things and items, we have a balanced budget. And I just feel like the city council is moving this community forward, using its budget, its time it deliberates on its issues, and it's been working closely with the Planning Commission, and you guys are making a difference for this community. And there's a lot of good things that have happened, and there's a lot more on the horizon, and none of it would be possible if the city council didn't move forward with things that brought the change this community needs. So those are my comments about the budget. If anybody else has any, sure, John.
It's said, I don't know if it's a comment or a question. I know we've talked earlier in the year about potentially looking at moving Parks and Rec into its own department, but I didn't ever see that split out of the budget. I didn't know if the mayor administrator decided to keep that together or not, and I just hadn't seen it. So I just wonder, I think that kind of fell under your authority as the mayor administrator. So.
Right. No, I don't think we're ready yet. But we're going to eventually move to that place. But I think, you know, you have 2 brand new staff members, and to move them into that position, I just don't think that it's wise right now.
Understood.
Yep. That's
right. You're right, Mayor. It's been a long process, very collaborative process between mayor, council, staff members across the board. It's taken countless meetings and hours to develop a budget that will move us forward into the next year. The attached ordinance, if you wish, will adopt that budget for the 2022 year. With
did it 6:46. So now it's before the council to adopt
for your
this
motion.
Budget.
Yeah.
I make the move to adopt the 2022 budget as presented.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank
Item 4G is consider canceling the December 27th, 2021 city council meeting.
Second.
Did you want to say something, Tanya?
Sorry, Ms. Tanya.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I apologize for making it too easy on Tanya. Tanya, we need a speech.
We do not have an agenda in the afternoon.
So now, I'd like to move to item, current business item 4H, which is an executive session. Council's going to adjourn now at 6:51 PM to go into an executive session pursuant to RCW 4230.110.1B to consider the selection of a site or the acquisition of real estate by lease or purchase. The executive session is expected to last 30 minutes. I'm going to request that staff remain, and no action is going to be taken during the executive session, and I don't anticipate any will be taken after the executive session, and then we'll finish out the meeting tonight. So if city council, staff would mind preparing the council chambers for executive session, let's move into that.
Michelle, off the recorder.
Yeah.
That line, it's just...
Tanya said we have to.
Watertight.
She's the law and order.
She's the clerk.
Tanya, you guys did an absolute fabulous job on Aerocom.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
The number you dialed is incorrect.
Did they ever put up the, did you see we...
They do that every time, first time later. 872-24.
They had judges, I guess. Who were... Oh, you're gonna tell us? Did you guys ever put the video up there from the parade?
275-138-1275#. Okay, after two extensions to our coming back into session at 7:44 p.m.
Well, I had a ton of candy because just in case.
And we had two extensions on the executive session. We'll take no action, but we are going to return to our agenda. Item 5 is unfinished business. Council, do you have any unfinished business for us tonight? Head into the holiday Christmas season. Yes?
I emailed you a while ago on a proposed change to the ONC, I think.
Refresh my memory.
The executive powers or the emergency powers on an edit. And we were going to talk to, or you were going to talk to Kelly about it.
Right, he's in Tampa right now, so when he gets back next week, we can make a note of that.
For the record, it's not a huge rush, and you didn't drop the ball or anything. It popped in my head.
I'm glad you reminded me.
Yeah,
thank you.
Tony, were you reminded?
Anyone else? Okay, how about some, let's move to item 6 is our new business. Is there any new business to come before the council tonight? Tanya has some new business. Sebo Thala Float received this plaque from the holiday committee.
For the record, he also voted with...
Who was our judges?
So they were committee members. They just, a lot of the committee members were here to make sure that the board that we're on. So I'm going to be talking to Miguel, Eric Barza,
Celeste.
Celeste. Oh, and Marissa. And then Wyatt Bogdan was on these other categories. So we had the flow category and then all others. So we have plaques and then $500 to the city and then $2,000 to the park. We did the mayor, chief, and we, Abner, we sat him on the city meeting with and they set up a geo fence for us to see how many people attended and not to 13 people attended. And 420 people were from out of town, and I believe that most of the out of town people came because of the appointment and then getting the phone to that one. We got a lot of great feedback on that.
Did you guys videotape on that?
We did what we could, yeah.
Are you going to put something together and post it?
We've been posting a lot throughout the week.
Oh, I haven't gotten any notifications.
Are you following us?
I follow the city.
You have to follow the city.
The what?
The Christmas miracle on the street.
Christmas page. Okay.
So, did you post any videos from the parade?
We're working on getting the parade video up on Facebook for you to add on Instagram and just, you know, moving and all that technical stuff, so we're working on them. But we have some of the pictures of the kind of ones spread out across the months to share with everyone.
But it's on Instagram?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have Instagram.
And our vendors, if you follow Corn Dog Company, Black music, all the brands that are big now
are sold. But Corn Dog said that they outdid their first day in business, which they didn't think they'd ever do.
Yeah, Simpsons, was it Simpson Stuff? Yeah, they were really pleased. They were busy the whole day. Yeah. Yeah, they said they would definitely be back. I said, why don't you move your cart here to Othello then? Okay, any other new business? Thank you, Tanya, for a wonderful flow up. You and your team did a great job on that and the event. I know the city was heavily supportive of that. And so also the John Erickson and his kids and Gina and John were on the float with me, and it was a lot of fun throwing candy and being a part of it. And next year we're going to have all the council on the float.
And I want to say thank you for your support.
That's good.
And I want to apologize to Councilman Wallace because I stuck him next to one of my kids.
Oh, he was great. He was great.
It was so much fun.
He was a good guy.
So,
and Chris, I gotta say, Chris thought I bought too much candy. Thank God I got as much as I did.
Yeah.
He was like, you didn't get enough. I'm like, you thought I bought too much before we got there.
But you guys were going too crazy early, too early.
I know.
And John said three or four times to the little guy next to me, save it. You know, you got a lot of people up there.
Yeah.
Well, I seen the people in front of the city hall. Holy cow, that's a lot. I was like, you're going to need some bags, buddy. But it starts throwing tomato
bed. Yeah. It was good. Thank you.
Really good.
You going to adjourn the meeting?
I'll move to item 7, which is receiving the building and planning report for November. Thank you, Ann. And having no further business, we will conclude tonight's meeting at 7:50 p.m.